How many has got their Bibles tonight? Bibles in the air. This is God's holy word, inspired by the Holy Ghost. And this same Holy Ghost is here tonight to teach me, to lead me, to guide me into great truth, which I will never lose nor leave behind. I will flow in the power of the Holy Ghost. I will understand and not depart from the true Word of God in Jesus' name and in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight for an anointing of the Holy Ghost, and that we can receive what the Spirit has for the church and what the Spirit has for individual believers. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You may be seated around the church tonight. Everyone repeat after me. I am victorious. I am victorious in the name of Jesus. One more time. I am victorious in the name of Jesus. And tonight, I want us, from this point forward, to look at ourselves always as being victorious in Christ Jesus. Are we together on this? So what are we in Christ Jesus? We are victorious. I want us to start tonight. The book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament. Now while you are getting there, Habakkuk chapter 2. I want to stress, especially for those who are watching online, that in this message, it really is to your benefit to use a King James Version of the Bible. Amen. The language tonight in this message really does matter. If you do not own one, use the one on your apps or on your Bible websites to get to a King James Version so you know what's going on. Look at Habakkuk chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. The last line. But the just shall live by his faith. Let me repeat that last line. The just shall live by his faith. Now when Habakkuk wrote this, as mentioned in verse 3, the vision is yet for an appointed time. When Habakkuk wrote this, it was for the future. A future that started to come into being when Jesus went to the cross and shed his blood for the remission and pardon of our sins. This vision began to come to pass when God raised Jesus from the dead. this vision began to come to pass when we believed in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. When we believed in the gospel message, the new man in Christ, given life by Jesus, the Holy Spirit, came to life inside of us. When we became new creatures in Christ, when we became new men in Christ, Jesus lived inside of us. And His faith began to live in us as well. Why can we be victorious in Christ? Because Christ lives in us. And because Christ lives in us, His faith now lives in us. Are we together on this?
Amen.
Let's move to the book of John chapter 1. The book of John chapter 1. And we're going to start with verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? Those who believe in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. We became the adopted sons of God. Why are we victorious? Because we are the adopted sons of God. Are we together on this? Even to them that believed on His name, those of us who believe in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection, we are the adopted sons of God. Verse 13. Which were born. That word born. Meaning what? A birthing process. Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God. So why are we born again? We are born again because we are born of God. We know that Jesus died on the cross. We know that Jesus was buried. And we know that God raised Jesus from the dead. What does our water baptism represent? It represents two things if you really think about it. It is our identifying with the death of Jesus. It says we believe that Jesus died for our sins. It also is a message that we believe in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead as well. But there's one other thing being represented here. The death of our old man. The burial of our old man. Our old man died with Christ. Our old man was buried with Christ. Our new man came to life with Christ. So when we believed in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection, we were born of God. When we were born from our parents, it was a natural birth. But when we were born again, we are born of God. Are we still here? So why are we victorious? We are born of God. We are His sons, adopted. We are born of God. Therefore, we are victorious in Jesus. Are we still here? The book of John, chapter 3, verse 3. Many of us are familiar with this section. Nicodemus comes to Jesus. He says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 5. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water," natural birth, "and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." So what do we see here? We see when one believes in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection, we are born of what? Born of the Spirit. One page back in my Bible, what did it say? Born of God. And who makes this possible? Jesus. So we see the Godhead connection. When we believe that we were raised with Christ, the Spirit entered into us, making us born of the Spirit. Another reason why we can be victorious tonight in Christ. I want us to turn to Romans chapter 1. And we will start with verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes." So what is the power of God into salvation? The gospel. Our old man was doomed to face the consequences of his sin. But because the old man died with Christ, and the new man in Christ came to life, born of God, born of the Spirit, what was the end result? We are saved from our sins. We are now adopted sons. We are now the children of God. We are now born of God. We are now born of the Spirit. Why are we victorious? Because we are born again, children of God, with the Spirit inside of us, giving life to the new man created by Christ when God raised him from the dead. As it is written, "The just shall live by faith." Now, what did it say in Habakkuk? "The just shall live by his faith." So keep this in the back of your mind. The just shall live by faith. The first part of verse 17. "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." From Jesus to us. Jesus, I know this is going to sound weird, but it will make sense as we go through this. When Jesus began to deal with our heart, He had faith in us that we would believe in the gospel message. We are called to salvation. Jesus chose us. His faith in us, so we can respond with a faith to Him. Faith of Jesus becomes the faith in us where we can believe in Jesus. Follow along with this example. For years I always wondered about this thing. One year while I was teaching, I was walking out of the building on the way to go home. And I'm walking by this student and her mom. Now, in the natural, I should not have been able to pick up what they were saying. But it was as if when I was walking by, everything went into slow motion so I could hear what I really was not supposed to hear. The student was telling her mom, "I'm just his little B student." Now, don't ask me why I should have heard that. There was no way I should have heard this. But the next thing I realized, without even realizing it, I had made a 180-degree turn, looked at the girl and her parent, her mom, and said, "I don't see a B student, I see an A student." From that point on, that girl was no longer the little B student. She became a very proud A student, as in literally from that day on, she was 90% over on everything she did. Now, in dealing with this message, now I'm beginning to see what kind of happened there. When the girl heard from me that I believed she was an A student, then she became an A student. And she remained that the rest of the way. Why? Because her teacher believed in her first. Now, let's look at this from our point of view. We were sinners on the road to hell. We were doomed to an eternity in the lake of fire. But just like Jesus came to Peter and John and said, "Follow me." Just like Jesus came to Philip and said, "Follow me." Our Jesus, He said this. Why? Because He knew that they would follow Him. There was no doubt in Jesus' mind when He said, "Follow me," that these men would follow Him. He had faith in His God that those who heard Him would follow Him. In other words, when they heard Jesus say, "Follow me," they were beginning to think, "Jesus has faith in us. We can follow Jesus." The Son of God has faith in us. Therefore, we will have faith in Him. Are we together on this? Jesus is showing His faith. And they respond to His faith and follow Jesus. Let's look at another familiar scene. We are familiar with the storm that the disciples are on the boat, rowing as hard as they can, but the wind is basically stopping them dead in their tracks. We know what happened. Jesus came walking on the water. He's going to the boat. Would have passed them by, but he saw them. The disciples on the boat, they were scared out of their wits. Peter, what did he say? If that is you, Lord, let me come out of the boat and walk to you. Now, what did Jesus say? Jesus did not say, no, I don't think you can do it. I don't think your faith is there, Peter. You better stay in the boat. What did Jesus say? Come. Why did Jesus tell Peter to come? Because Jesus thought, take that back, because Jesus knew Peter's faith would allow him to do this. Jesus is believing in Peter to have faith in him to get up out of that boat and walk on the water. What does Peter do? In response to what Jesus said, come, the invite. Peter gets out of the boat and begins to reward the faith that Jesus put in Peter. Who was the one who put the faith in Peter, by the way? Jesus. How? Come. When Jesus said, follow me, what was he doing? He was putting faith in all the ones who he told to come. When you responded to the tug of the Spirit that night when you believed, you are responding to the faith that Jesus had. And you had faith because of that faith that Jesus showed to you. Now, when was Jesus disappointed? Only when Peter took his eyes off Jesus and began to sink. The faith that he had in Jesus is now in the wind and the waves. When one is operating in the faith that Jesus is giving him, and Peter is out there because of the faith that Jesus gave him, he was fine. But when his eyes went off of the faith that Jesus gave him, he started to sink. Are we together on this? When our eyes are on Jesus, we are victorious. Why? Because his faith is now operating in us to the point that we are responding to his faith. Are we together on this? Let's go to the book of Galatians, chapter 2. Verse 20, I think by far this is the most powerful verse in this book. The book of Galatians, excuse me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Paul is saying, I died with Christ. This is a case where we can make it personal. We died with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Why do we live? Because inside of us, a new man in Christ is alive. When God raised Jesus from the dead, those who believe receive this new man inside of us. Yet not I, but who lives in me. Christ now lives in me. So Christ is alive inside of us. Next part. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now let's hold there for a second. This is why in this message, having a King James Version is vitally important. Because in the King James, it says, the faith of the Son of God. Now those in 1611 who were just working on a straight word-for-word translation without any religious or political axes to grind, they deliberately put the word of in this verse. And from 1611 forward, when people read this verse, they saw the line as follows. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now let's connect that to the line above. Christ lives in me. So when we believe in the Christ, the cross, and the resurrection, the old man died, the new man came to life. And what else? Christ lives in me. Now, because Christ lives in us by the faith of the Son of God. Meaning that because Jesus lives inside of us, His faith lives inside of us. Are we together on this? The faith of Jesus can only be in us when Jesus is in us. So why can we live a life of faith? It's not because of our faith that's inside of us. It's because of the faith of Jesus that is inside of us. Are we still here?
Amen.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of, O-F, the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I want to look at verse 16, the same chapter. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith, O-F, of Christ. Is it our faith that is justifying us, or the faith of Jesus that is inside of us that is justifying us? I am just because as a believer in Jesus, the faith of Jesus is inside of me, and this faith of Jesus inside of me makes me just. Not my actions, but the faith of Jesus inside of me. righteousness. Why are we righteous? We saw Romans chapter 1, verse 18. What did it say? Verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. We are righteous because his faith is inside of us. It's not our righteousness, it's not our faith, it is the faith of Jesus. And because that faith is inside of us, we are righteous in the sight of God. And we are justified in the sight of God. And everything else really connects with faith of Jesus. And not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now we see what? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So Jesus, he went to the cross. Why? Because he loved you. He gave his life for you. So when God raised him from the dead, he could be inside of us. You see, when this new man came to life, Jesus came to live inside of us. I will come to you. So what's the point we're making here tonight? Why can you be victorious? Why can we live in healing? Why can we live in miracles? Why can we live a victorious, overcoming life? It's not because of anything we have done. It is because the faith of Jesus is inside of us. Because we are relying on Jesus' faith, we can be healed. We are healed. Because the faith of Jesus is inside of us, we can experience miracles. We can be victorious. We can be overcomers. We can be delivered. Because the faith of Jesus inside of us makes it possible. Let's go back. Peter. Now keep in mind at that point, Jesus is not yet inside of him. Jesus is standing right in front of him. And what does Peter hear? Come. Jesus knows that Peter can do this. And as long as Peter is depending on the faith of the one in front of him, he can do it. When he takes his eyes off of him, trouble. Now, let's apply this to us. Who should our faith be in? The one whose faith is inside of us. The one who is saying, I know you can be healed. Trust me to do so. Amen. I know you can be delivered. Trust me to do so. In everything that comes your way, I trust you. I have my faith inside of you. So you will not sin. So you will not reject me. So you can stand in all things. So you can be blessed beyond measure. You know what we're saying tonight? Church, we have something inside of us. The faith of Jesus. And what the Spirit is asking us to do is to release this faith. The faith of the one inside of us. It's the one we are depending on. Jesus said it. And we do it because the faith of the one inside of us is telling us to do this. Why can you be healed? Because Jesus wants you healed. He has faith that you will depend on Him for your healing. Miracles, everything. The life I now live, I live by the faith, not in, of Jesus Christ. His faith is inside of you. We believe Jesus when He said, I can change your life and I can save you from your sins and I can save you from hell and bring you into eternal life. And we had no problem believing that. Why? Because Jesus said it and that settled it. Now that faith lives inside of us. And that same one who said you can be saved, and He had the faith in us to follow Him. That same one is saying you are healed. That same one says you can live an overcoming, victorious life. That same one is now standing inside. And He knows you can do this. He knows it. All He wants is for you to respond to the faith that He is already demonstrating inside of you. I know you can believe on Me to do this. Just like you believed on Me to be saved, believe on Me to live an overcoming, victorious life from this point forward. Faith of Jesus. We are going to live overcoming, victorious lives. Why? Because Jesus has put His faith inside of us, and that faith says, trust Me. I know you can do this. I know you can depend on Me. Just do it. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Let's stand across the church tonight. Hallelujah.